The PSNI, as we heard on the news, has called for calm after disorder in nationalist areas across Belfast yesterday. The trouble first erupted in the markets area in the south of the city after contractors employed by the council removed anti-internment bonfire material. Vehicles were set on fire, petrol bombs were thrown at responding police, and later disturbances broke out in the New Lodge area and at Divis, where a derelict credit union building was set alight. This was the first test for the council after it voted last week in favour of the removal of materials from any bonfire site in Belfast. I'm joined now by Sinn Féin Councillor Deirdre Hargey. Councillor Hargey, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain to us what happened and how many people were involved, please?
Well, I think it's important to point out, from a community perspective, they do not see these bonfires as anti-internment bonfires. And what has been displayed is that they're seen more as anti-social. I think what happened yesterday has to be condemned by all right-thinking people. The local communities did not want this type of behaviour, and they actually feared that this would have happened through bonfires, as what's happened in previous years. There has been ongoing vandalism. I think that's important, that it just didn't start yesterday. There was a local Sure Start facility that had been damaged in the market area over the weekend. And after, yes, yesterday there was wood collected in the morning time, and in the afternoon, small elements then decided upon themselves to start attacking cars that were parked in Stewart Street and then go on to set a few cars alight. And I think most residents who live in that community, and indeed those residents who are living in Divis area, completely condemn this. They are disgusted by it, and they feel that there's no place for it within their local community.
So this is really just straightforward vandalism?
We would say it the most definitely a straightforward vandalism, and I think some are using the veil of the bonfires to carry on their behaviour. And the only thing that they are doing is causing chaos for the local community. A local shop had smoke damage done after a petrol bomb was thrown. Residents' properties in the front of their streets have been spewing with paint. And this offers nothing to the local community. There has been positive activities happening from community festivals, soccer competitions, family fun days. We had our inaugural parade night on Friday night, Cannon, with the parade festival, in which hundreds of people from that community took part in those positive expressions. There is a minority of around 30 people who are taking part in this negative activity, and my fear is that they are using younger people to carry out their dirty deeds.
So the numbers, from what you say, certainly weren't that great. It was a minority of people, as you have pointed out. Mind you, you know, we all feared this was going to happen once the announcement was made that bonfire material would be removed. Do you think that it was just inevitable?
I don't think it's inevitable, and people choose whether they're going to carry out this type of behaviour or not. I'm calling on those people directly to stop doing what they're doing, to think of the damage that they're doing to their own community, and to engage with local community organisations who are providing positive activities. There's no excuse for this. I mean, there's even an event in West Belfast tonight at Fela in terms of offering young people from communities across the city a positive alternative, and young people could engage in that. I'm calling on parents to know where their young people are, to speak to their children, because what I don't want is people ending up with a criminal record, and I fear that that's what's going to happen. There's no place for this in 2017, and we should not allow it to happen. No right-thinking person in society should think that this is okay to destroy your own community.
Now, you've mentioned a lot of the positive things that have been done. I mean, failure going on even as we speak. And in the immediate local areas, there have been a lot of things, like you mentioned, soccer competitions and various other activities. I mean, what more can be done? Everything seems to have been tried to stamp this out, yet there are still some people who just aren't listening.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there are some that are intent on just being destructive and carrying out negative activity. There are lots of positive programs ongoing, and I would encourage any young person, and indeed adults, to engage in those programs. If they feel that there's something that's not an offer for them, then they should go directly and engage with communities. My door is always open to anyone within the local community, and I would encourage them to come and speak to me. But what I won't accept, and I don't think what the community accept, is a small minority holding the community to ransom. That just cannot be allowed to happen. People were fearful yesterday. Property was damaged yesterday. People were put at risk. Those who parked in the area had their property damaged and probably written off. And that is just unacceptable. We can't allow that type of behaviour to happen.
Now, do you think that in some cases where people are involved in these sort of activities, they really just want to use them as a magnet to draw the police in so they can get involved in some sort of conflict with them?
I'm not sure if that was the key motivation. I think they're using it just to cause disruption within the community. Some of these elements are involved in vandalism throughout the year, and I think they use this issue as an excuse to carry out their behaviour.
Dirty, one final question. Are the PSNI working with the council and shoot officers on the ground? Is that a good idea when material is being removed from bonfires?
Well, there's always a risk assessment that is carried out. The health and safety of those removing is obviously first and foremost, as is the health and safety of the local community who are afraid of these structures and what happens around them. And we always have to take the health and safety first, and the police will play a role in terms of deciding whether a situation is safe or not. The police do have a role, obviously, to enforce the law of the land, and that needs to be seen to be happening as well. People need to obey by the rules and regulations.
Councillor Hargey, I know you're going to have a very busy morning. I do appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us. And I hope you have a successful day. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Bye.